Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Thanks to the Most High Yah. This is Elder Rufus here, coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. This is Straightway Truth Ministry. Like we always get started off with, let's do a sound check. Sound check. All right. Looks like I got a 10 there from Brother Ugly in Canada. Of course, I am having some technical difficulties. I'm trying to get into the chat room, and it is not allowing me at all to get in there. So I may not be able to engage you guys in the chat room, but it does look like you all can hear me. And that's the most important part. Faith come by hearing. Hallelujah. So as long as you can hear, you are in good shape. Again, I'd like to welcome you all to the Blog Talk Radio here, the Straightway Truth Ministry. This is a broadcast we do every first day between between the brethren, some of the elders and deacons and teachers get on here. Title of my broadcast is called, If You Have Questions, The Book Has Answers. Sorry for being a tad bit tardy. As you can see, we're still trying to work through a few things. I'm normally broadcasting from our multipurpose building, but tonight I am in the main home and still trying to get some stuff figured out. So, not sure why it will not allow me to engage with you guys in that chat room, but we're going to get going regardless. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right. It's been a beautiful week. I know the majority of you have seen the videos that Pastor Dallas put out. I know a lot of you have seen the videos that I've been putting out. We have been busy. We really have been. Lots of logistics, lots of travel, lots of just flat-out work here on the land, abroad. A lot of you know that there is a community that is getting started in Alabama, undisclosed location, of course. And myself, brothers here, we were there on the land this week getting some work done after we returned from Indiana with our beloved brothers and sisters there at Goshen. I know a lot of you have been able to see all of the video footage and all the celebration we had there. Shout out again to our brother, beloved brother, Robert Mathis. Great honor. He was inducted in the Indianapolis Colts Ring of Honor. And on the same day, I believe, he found out that he is a semifinalist for the National Football League Hall of Fame for his illustrious career on the gridiron, on the field. Well-deserved, well-deserved. And I'm going to tell you, one of the most impressive things about that whole entire weekend when we were in Indiana celebrating with the family up there was how unimpressed Brother Robert was with it. I can tell you guys from firsthand experience, sitting down talking with Brother Robert, he didn't care two snaps about that Ring of Honor. He really didn't. I mean, he understood it's a nice honor and all that. He was more excited about being able to see family come in from all over the country. So the fellowship, the services that we had, man, like he said, the late night talks that they were able to have, those things mean so much more to him. And before we get into questions, and actually, I didn't actually get any questions from any saints. So if you guys have questions, you can send them to my email right now. You can put them in a chat room. I can write them down. If anybody got anything on their heart and their mind that they want to go over. If not, I'm sure the Most High, he has things on his heart and mind all the time that we need to hear. But I was talking with the saints here in Georgia about a perspective a lot of people think about. I really don't. I don't think a lot of people think about this perspective. And I think sometimes people see, like when you watch Pastor Dowell on Blog Talk, right, or if you look at the Lion's Den with Brother Daniel, Preacher Daniel, and the brethren that are there with him. You hear Pastor shout out Brother Rob and you know, talk about him a lot and, you know, always in that mode of encouraging, right? And I think some people, I don't think this, I know this because I've actually heard the rumblings that some, you know, inside their heart will say, hey, you know, why is he pumping him up all the time? And, you know, he's just doing that because he played in the NFL and, man, he's rich and all that kind of stuff. And people really don't know the things that are going on behind the scenes. They really don't. They don't know the things that are going on behind the scenes. And the level of sacrifice that's being given by a brother like Brother Robert Mathis and a brother like Brother Daniel Muir, it's to be commended. for this simple fact. And let me put this out here, and I want to see how you feel about all this. You saints that are chimed in and locked in on this broadcast tonight. How many of you, if we were to take you back, all right? Y'all listening close? If you're listening, type 3 in the chat room. We got a few people in the chat. I want to make sure we got everybody's undivided attention. If you are listening, type 3 in the chat room. Because I'm going to ask you something, and I want you to really think about this. I put this out yesterday on the hearts and minds of the saints that are down here. And I could see how the Spirit hit them when I put it out there. So I want to put it out there for you guys, too. Hallelujah. All right. We got a few people listening, which is good. Glory to the King. All right. How many of you, if we were to take you, put you back in the element that you were in, no matter what it was, right? Time frame of life, college, high school, 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever it was for you, all right? We were to take you back and put you in that time frame when you were the furthest away from Yah, when you committed your most grave sins, right? When you were if we were to take you right now, saved, full of the Holy Spirit, so-called converted mind, all that good stuff, right? Take you from the state you're in right now and put you back in that environment that you were in when you committed all your sins. You did all your dirt for a lot of things you were exposed to, made a lot of decisions that you regretted. Hallelujah. Committed a lot of sins that you had to do a lot of repenting for. We would have put you back in that element right now and tell you, you need to serve in holiness in this environment and be something beneficial and a blessing to the body of Christ. How many of you can handle that? How many of you have that greater love for the Father? That great of love for the saints. You know, yesterday Pastor Dow was talking, and he got to the point where he spoke about being a living sacrifice. Oh, you're alive just to be killed, just to be slaughtered for your brethren, for your sisters. Hallelujah. For your family, your true family in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you think you would do good in that wicked environment that you have run from, that you have come out of her from? How many of you would do good? See, I think if most of you give it a quick thought, you wouldn't even want to be in that type of environment. You wouldn't even want to take the chance of having to go back there and serve the Most High in spirit and truth and in holiness. Most, if you're honest, you would admit you probably would fail and you wouldn't do good. So when you see Jadal and you see Pastor Corey and you see Elder Becker and you see Elder Rufus and Elder Mitchell and Deacon Bell and all the deacons, all the teachers, all the teacher Shane, everybody, when you see all the leadership encouraging, exhorting, uplifting, right? The Goshen saints. Speaking into Daniel all the time, Brother Daniel. Speaking into Brother Rob all the time. Think about what they have been called and charged to do in this wicked and perverse generation in this hour. Because all of you know they played professional football in the NFL, the highest level. For years, was it 1, 2, 3 years? I think Robert played 14 years, y'all. 14 years in that environment, right? Even Brother Kabir, right, in that environment. Brother TJ, in that environment. Well, the thing about Daniel and the thing about Brother Robert, they're still in that environment, y'all. they still have to deal with the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts. They still have to be somewhat in that environment, stand strong, stand tall for the faith. That's what they have to do. In the wicked, corrupt, manipulative, evil, I can come up with all the crazy superlatives and adjectives to describe how bad that environment can be. And there, in that scenario, in that situation, serving Yah, you hear me? Serving Yah, and doing it in holiness, righteousness. Think about that. Think about that. Let's give it a thought for a minute. That was their element in the height of their sin. And they're still in that element, but they're doing it in holiness and righteousness, being pillars. And don't forget, snatching people from that environment. Yeah, I think it's warm. A little extra praise, a little extra encouragement, a little extra support to let them know, man, we are with you 100%. Because I don't think some of you understand the high level of sacrifice that those brothers are having to give. I can tell you right now, I would not want to even, I wouldn't even want to be living in my hometown that I'm from. I just went back and visited because I still have a daughter that's there, and we were in Indiana. So I spent the day, not a whole day, but spent a little time with her before making it to the Saints. Hallelujah. But I couldn't even imagine what it would be like me living back in my hometown in Indiana that I grew up in, where I did the majority of my dirt. Couldn't even imagine. Couldn't even imagine. So I have, like, the utmost respect and honor for those brothers. And then, if any of you get the opportunity, if you're so blessed, get the opportunity to visit the Straightway Indiana, the Goshen Saints there, you'll see why they so raved about all through Israel. You'll see. It's hard to put your finger on it, but you know it's different. You know it's different, and you know it's good. I'm talking about a group of saints that's ready to pray at the drop of a hat. They're looking for opportunities, throw their hands up and shout for the Most High. Never seen a more jubilant bunch of saints in my life. And it was an honor. It was an honor, and it was a privilege. It was a blessing to be able to take my family there, to be able to be with my family, Pastor Dowell and his whole entire family. Deacon Bell was there. Mitchell was there. I mean, it was just beautiful. Pastor Corey was there. It was just beautiful. Just beautiful. And it's a young community, y'all, growing leaps and bounds. The thing has transformed. I went to the ocean when they first got the land, on the land there, right? And when I came back this time, when I came through the gate, I didn't even recognize it. So much has been done. So many trees have been cleared. So much land has been moved. So many new things have taken place there, garden-wise, and just everything. Just everything. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And, you know, I think, saints, a lot of times we get so caught up in self that we don't think about, this last message was so beautiful, we don't really think about the enjoyment of the process. We really don't. We don't think about how you've been preserved to be predestined to do what it is you're doing for the Most High right now. And it's a beautiful thing. I was having a conversation today with one of the brethren here, Brother Jonathan. We were going to the new community in Alabama. I had to get there, and he wanted to see how we had, you know, leveled off the land, took the trees down, and he was doing a list for things that's going to be needed there for the remodeling of the house that's already on the land, not the one we're bringing, but the one that's already on the land. So we were there on the land for about an hour, but me and him was talking about this process and how the Most High reveals as you get closer to him the different things that he has done throughout your entire life to preserve you, to be predestined to do what you're doing right now. He preserved you to be predestined for what you are doing for him right now. It's overwhelming thinking about it sometimes. All the different things where he comes back and shows you, that was me that did that. Yeah, I know you felt like this, but I was doing this so that you would make it through. Or I placed this person in your life so they could be the support you needed to get you to this next step or this next phase. Or that was me eliminating this individual from your life so you didn't have to deal with the pressure and the vexation and the man. Whew. I don't think we enjoy process enough. And I think it's high time that we start slowing down mentally, not physically, slowing down mentally. And when we're taking that private time to spend with the Father, I mean, the Bible tells you to pray without ceasing, so your mind should be stayed on the Most High Yah at all times. So when you're moving and shaking, when you're working, when you're baking, hallelujah, when you're out there working, when you're driving, when you're cooking, when you're cleaning, it doesn't matter. Your mind should be on the Most High. And the things that he's told us that we should think thereof. I'm telling you, when you start to do that and you get closer to the Most High, you start moving into a deeper level of intimacy with him, he'll start revealing those things to you. And you're going to cry. You're going to boo-hoo. But it'll be a good boo-hoo because you will be overwhelmed. You're going to feel unworthy. I can tell you that now because none of us are. We all filthy rags before him. But isn't it beautiful that he chose us? He just chose to love us. And see, that's why I choose to be fantastic, incredible. Absolutely incredible every single day. No matter what's going on around me. That is a choice. That is a choice that I just make every day. So it was an awesome message Pastor gave us. It has been an awesome week, really an awesome month, reflecting back on all the different things that Yah's been doing, setting these things up for his people to come out of her so they don't have to be partakers of their plague. We see what's going on around the world, the moving and shaking that the devil's doing, trying to enslave us, trying to entrap us. But I'm encouraged, first as your brother, secondly as your elder, that many, many saints are moving mentally to a place where they can connect with Yah and get engaged in this true warfare which is in your mind. I'm encouraged by it. This word that we had to admit, though, and I know we got a few of y'all in the chat room so y'all can comment on it. Ooh, this word been whooping our butt for the last few months, boy. My, my, my. See why I like for Pastor Dow to go away on these vacations, y'all? See the level of word we get? See how precision and precise this word comes? You don't even know you cut till you're leaking out. That's the kind of cuts we've been getting from this word lately. Where you look down and like, where all that blood coming from? Oh, that's you. You bleed now. Yeah, I got you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I wanted to get started with some stuff like that, y'all, so we can have these things on our mind. Have these things on our mind. I know I talk a lot about us thinking about other saints, that how I don't really worry about me at all, that I concentrate and I focus all my energies and attentions on whatever it is, the need that a saint would have. And then in turn, y'all just takes care of me. I think a lot of y'all are picking up on that and seeing that it's definitely better to give than receive. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So, again, you have a question, you can put it in the chat room. If you're here in the chat room, if you have a question and you're listening and you need to email it to me, you can email it. I would type in the chat, but I can't. It's not letting me get in the chat, y'all, so you have to listen close. It's just my first initial R, my last name, Carswell, C-A-R-S-W-E-L-L, 44, at yahoo.com. R, Carswell, 44, at yahoo.com. If you have a question, you can put it in this chat room. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Bonnie, putting that in there for the saints that are looking here from the chat room. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Straightway. Hallelujah. I think that's Sister Zakina doing that. Bless you, my sister. Praise Yah. Always on the job, huh? But, yeah, if you guys have any type of questions, if you've got my number, you can text the question to me. Don't call because you see we're on the broadcast. You got to say that today, y'all. You got to say that. Don't call on the broadcast. All right. Hallelujah. But if you have a question, something that's on your heart, you can go ahead and put it in there, and we will get to it. Hallelujah. We will definitely answer it tonight. And what I'm going to do is I'll take a quick short break, and I'll go through my email to make sure I hadn't missed any questions from before. Oh, that's not you. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Sister Kina. I saw your name right above the straightway thing. That's why I said you. But that's, I believe that's Brother Ugly. That's what I'm mistaken. That's Brother Ugly. That's in that. Hallelujah. Man, I sure miss our saints up there in Canada. Praise Yah. Crazy border crap we got going on. Yeah. Brother Ugly said, I'm the co-host. I'm too ugly to be a sister. Our beloved brother, I can tell you this. We miss you, Brother Ugly. I can tell you that, brother. Miss seeing you up there on that stage rocking out with the rest of the saints, playing your guitar, man. It's coming back soon. Glory to the King. Yah will be done. Hallelujah. All right, so you guys have seen it. I think y'all got the email address. If you got my number, you can text it to me. Or if you're in the chat room, you can leave it in the chat. But we'll take a quick ministry break. I think I'll do the one that gives you the information. I think I'm trying to find the newest one. I think I got it. But it'll give you the information if you want to be a supporter of the ministry. Hallelujah. So we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back with you.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, We will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome back. You're on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Elder Rufus. This is through the Straightway Truth Ministry. This broadcast that we do today, we title it, If You Have Questions, The Book Has Answers. We have many different brothers that do this broadcast, elders, deacons, teachers. So they may have different names and titles for their broadcast, but the one you're on this Sunday evening or first day or second day for some of you is called If You Have Questions, The Book Has Answers. And again, my name is Elder Rufus Soul. Thank you for joining us tonight. Always love coming in, having the fellowship with the saints. I never like to miss an opportunity of having fellowship with my brethren, no matter what form that it comes in. So it's an honor and it's a privilege to be here before you this evening. So those that have taken the time and it's important to you to be here, thank you. Bless you. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. All right. Now, I've been looking. I have not seen any questions. I didn't see anything in the emails. So maybe y'all need a little bit more time. So we'll give you a little bit more time. But I always make statements to you guys about, like, the plethora of knowledge and wisdom that is shared with you guys in this ministry. And it's like saints, as saints, we're like overdosed here in Straightway. You know, it's just so much information out there. Like if you go and you look on the channel that Brother Ugly has, Straightway News, right? And when he puts out that information and you just see that it literally takes him like 10 to 12 to 15 minutes just to explain to you in 1 week's time how many different levels of videos have been put out by leadership and or Pastor Dial leadership or someone in this ministry to bring you any level of encouragement, edification, learning, knowledge. I mean, from all over the country, all over the world, right? And I know it's impossible for you to process all that. It really is. But every single bit of it is not for you. But the things that you need is there if you would be faithful and do your due diligence. Whatever it is you need is there. I find myself a lot, honestly, you guys, telling a lot of people now, have you gone to this, to the website? Have you gone to this? Have you gone to that? You know, because this type of stuff was in the message yesterday, too, about being held accountable. Hallelujah. Being held accountable. And as we get these new saints in, and some of these saints that ain't that new, but may have the spirit of laziness and passivity on them, hold them accountable, saints. Hold them accountable. And when they ask you questions that, you know, now if someone's new, be ready to pour into them, okay? But, you know, we got saints that's been around for a while and all that, and they may ask some of these same questions over and over again. Excuse me. I know Pastor Dow said that he ready to start charging you $100 an hour when you want to come in and waste his time. But what I'm to you is let's hold each other accountable, you know. So when saints are calling and asking and tweeting and texting and doing all this stuff that you do, make sure that you are doing your part. It's easy just to ask the question, somebody give you the answer, but it's more beneficial to you. It's going to have more lasting staying power if you search out the matter yourself like the Bereans used to do. Hallelujah. You search it out yourself. When you have a thought and you have a question, the first thing you should say to yourself is, have I searched out this matter myself? Have I sat down with the Father? Have I talked to him about it? Have I opened up my Bible? Have I gone to the resources that the Father has put before me today? Have I done it? Have I gone to the beautiful website that we have? You know what I think is a shame, you guys? And some of y'all know you're in this category. Some of y'all never even been over to the website. You never looked at the newsletters. I don't know how many times this week I had people call me, text me, email me, and I mean all three of those, about calendars. When is Passover? When is this? When is this? When is this? When all this information is right there before you. And I like it because I got with Brother Steve this week, and he said, nope, Pastor ain't giving them that information no more. He ain't putting it on the website no more. We put all this energy, all this effort into it to make these beautiful, wonderful, best calendars in the world, and people don't even want to support by getting it. Well, if you want to find out when the feast is and all that, you're going to have to buy a calendar. Hallelujah. Figure it out yourself. I told Brother Steve, hallelujah. I got no problems with that. No problems with that. So, and Brother Ugly, if you know the website, the link to for people to get to the calendars, or if anybody in there knows it, go ahead and post it in there, just in case we got a few people that are wondering when the feast are, that don't know already. I guess you could say Roman calendar year 2022 feast. But I just think we got to hold each other a little bit more accountable. One thing I can tell you, like living our community, right? Biggest issue we have is lack of communication. The biggest issue. People don't take the time to communicate properly. People will assume instead of just asking a basic question, something goes down. Instead of going and communicating with the people that are involved and the people that need to be, informed, you'll just hold the information, you know, until something go down, and then you want to release the information. But most of the time, it's too late then. You should have talked about it when it went down. Hallelujah. Let's hold each other accountable, you guys. Let's start doing better and being better for each other. Does it make sense? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So I'm giving y'all time because, again, this is a broadcast that is set up with all of this information that we have. We would be foolish to expect all of you guys to be able to process, stand, and digest all of this information. So if there are things that you are struggling with, believe you me, there are other saints out there struggling with it. Glory to the King. There are other saints that are out there struggling with it. So, but as much as I love fellowshipping with you guys, and we've been in here about a half hour, 40 minutes, or something like that, if you don't have any questions, we don't have a broadcast. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Praise Yah. Bless the Most High, Yah. So, oh, there you go. Great. Someone put the old brother put that in there. www.holydayscalendar.com. www.holydayscalendar.com. You would have been amazed at how many people contacted me this week trying to figure out when the feast days are and all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? See, when you're on community, you're planning for these things all the time. You are planning for feasts. You are planning for events and things like that all the time. And I had actually forgotten about the weddings that we had coming up that need to be prepared for, because I was so busy with what's going on here in Georgia, what we got going on in the ministry abroad, helping getting the Alabama community set up, keeping things moving here so we're not stagnant here in Georgia. Boy, I envy Pastor Dow, man. I mean, I marvel at the things that he is able to get done with his family. It's just, the logistics, y'all, is ridiculous. I got much respect for Elder Becker, because I guarantee you I don't deal with half the calls or a quarter of the calls that Elder Becker have to deal with. And I'm telling you, man, dealing with some of the stuff that we have to hear and see from people, it's something. But you know what? Y'all always gives us a healthy balance, because you'll get, you know, a crazy story there, but then you'll get two or three very good ones where people are coming out of her and you can tell that the light bulb has gone off and they are meeting what the prophecy Pastor Dow put out years ago about these new people that have come, and they're going to be on fire, and they're going to make a lot of the old heads, going to put them to shame, because they've gotten complacent and they've gotten lethargic and apathetic in their way, and they're kind of comfortable just being a part of Straightway, you know. So because they don't want to keep growing and they don't want to keep advancing, they'll get moved out of the way for these new people that are truly on fire, these last hour laborers. Hallelujah. So Yah is beautiful. He gives you a balance. He really does. He gives you a balance. Excuse me, saints. He gives you a balance. And for everyone, you know, distress and you got to press in, call, and like, man, that's a rough situation right there. You know, you're going to get three or four or five encouraging calls that's going to motivate you and pick you up and have you excited to serve in the Most High. Hallelujah. All right, saints, we're going to do one more break. All right, we're going to do one more break, and I'll give you guys a chance if you guys have anything. Hallelujah. If you have anything, you can type it in the chat room. You're typing in the chat room, because the last time I was on, we rolled through a bunch of questions. We really did. We rolled through a bunch of questions. And it's amazing, because I spend my days answering a whole bunch of questions, because I know you guys have them. What I'm trying to do is put us in a position where questions can be answered abroad. Because believe me, if you got it, if you're wondering, and if you're questioning and thinking about it, somebody else is. Somebody else is. Hallelujah. So we're going to take one more ministry break, give you that information one more time, and if we don't have any questions, we will end our broadcast for this week. All right? Bless y'all, saints.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
All right, all right. We are back. Shalom, shalom, shalom. You are on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Straightway Truth Ministry. My name is Elder Rufus. You have joined us on the broadcast. If you have questions, the book has answers. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us this evening. It looks like we do, or we did, get a question. So we're definitely going to go down that route and answer that question. One other thing I want to put on you guys' mind, because I don't want this to slip. I don't want to forget it. Hallelujah. I can tell that we are like in a really heavy season for people that want to. Now, I know this is what we call the dead season, but everywhere we're going, I'm seeing a lot of people receive the Holy Spirit. Those that are very, very serious about the Most High, He is locking up His people. He is sealing up His people. So if you are a saint that has come into the way and you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I want to encourage you to keep pressing. Hallelujah. Keep pressing the Most High. It may be just not your time. You know, He knows. His timing is perfect. It may be something that a deliverance issue. It may be a repentance issue. But what I'm saying is you press the Father and you keep going before His throne with a believing heart. Don't go doubting. Don't go wavering. Hallelujah. And when it is time for you, believe me, He will seal you. Hallelujah. If you are one of His. So, but I wanted to encourage people that, especially even in a season like this where we're around the heathens and they're celebrating their wicked pagan holidays and all that crap, it's a very good time to get extremely close to the Father and allow Him to get closer to you. Hallelujah. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there. I can tell that it's just like a move going on right now, and Yah is not playing around. Those that are very, very serious with Him, He is extremely serious with us, and He is filling up His people. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. So just want to put that out there, food for thought. Don't want to be lax in that area. I don't think most aren't, because people that are coming here to the ministry, the majority of you are very, very serious and trying to do the best to get your heart right. And I'm encouraged by that. But keep going after the Holy Spirit. You remember the story in the scripture about the woman that constantly kept coming to the judge, and she essentially just wore the judge out till she got what she want. I would tell you to take that same approach with Yah. Wear out His doorstep. Wear it out. And I promise you, He'll reveal what is necessary for you to receive. Hallelujah. He will reveal. All right. Looks like we have a question. And it says, I got a question about not helping a sinner. If you help someone who does not keep the Sabbath, is that helping a sinner? You know, because it is definitely a sin not to keep the seventh-day Sabbath. Hallelujah. But you have to function and operate with wisdom while you're out here in this world. Hallelujah. Some sinners. That's who Jesus came for. You know, you hear the parables and you hear the stories. You know, Jesus wasn't hanging out at the church. You know, they accused Him of being a wine bibber. So you probably would have caught Him at the local pub. Hallelujah. They accused Him of hanging out with the whores and the prostitutes and the vagabonds of the world. Well, that's who He came. He came to save us from our sins. So just because you have done something to help someone that does not keep the Sabbath, it doesn't put you in a category of being any type of sinner or any bad thing. What I tell people all the time is just be led of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because you still are required to be a shining light. And a lot of times you may be the only level of truth that these people get exposed to. So if you come at them with a condescending mindset and attitude that, oh, you're a sinner, I can't do nothing for you, blah, 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 you may miss an opportunity to open up a door, right? You may miss an opportunity to open up a door to show them what the love of Yah is all about. Now, I'm not telling you you're 100% obligated, because, again, this is like a vague, kind of not an open end, but a vague question, so we don't know what kind of help that's going on. But I wouldn't necessarily say don't help them just because they're not keeping the Sabbath. Because Yah may be leading you to be some kind of light so that they can have an opportunity to come into this truth too. Now, even as I say that, because some of you have issues still when it comes to getting the proper deliverance that you need and separating yourselves from ex-family members, ex-friends, people that you already know mean you no good. So don't take the answer to this question that was asked in purity and honesty, right? No malice attached to the question. Don't you take it, flip it into something wicked and try to justify yourself for going and keeping relationships with people and doing things for people that you know don't have your best interest at heart. Oh, well, I heard Elder Rufus say you should help the sinner. Now, you ain't listening good. You ain't listening good. You're not listening good at all. Hallelujah. But the goal is always restoration. Hallelujah. The goal is always to restore. And you not closing up your bowels of compassion may be the doorway for someone to be able to have their eyes or their ears open to receive the ungrafted word of Yah. Hallelujah. Give me a few seconds here. I need to drink some water, saints. Give me a few seconds. Boy, that water is really, really good. Yeah, I like that what you said in there, Brother Ugly. Yeah. Help the sinners to repent from their sins. Now, I'm not telling any of you saints to assist the saint in their sin. Okay? If you look at the question the way it was asked, he just said, if you help someone who does not keep the Sabbath, is that helping a sinner? Hallelujah. I help sinners every day. If I'm walking into a business or a store and a heathen woman is coming out, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold the door for her. I'm not going to say, you know what, you don't keep the Sabbath. You're wearing pants. You have makeup on. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be Mr. Religious. I'm going to open the door and say, bless you, and go about my business. Hallelujah. But I think I understand the context of what the question is being asked. And you're not putting yourself in a bad position by helping out others. We all mean nothing but love. Hallelujah. And there's nothing wrong. We have all types of people that are not in the ministry. They are not in the faith. They don't serve our Yah at all. But they believe in what we are doing. So they will take their time, their energy. A lot of them will even share their resources with us because they believe in the things that we are doing. They'll never serve our Yah. They probably won't make it into the kingdom. But there's nothing wrong with that. And that's just a friend of the ministry. Hallelujah. So it's possible to still have people that are sinners that you could call associate friends, whatever you want to call them, as long, and that's what I always tell people, like when it comes to your family members, friends, all this kind of stuff, as long as that individual is not hindering you or anyone around you from serving the Most High, and they're respectful and they honor you and your personal beliefs, like they're not trying to give you calls to eat something crazy, they're not trying to get you to break the Shabbat, they're not trying to get you to miss your feast day. You see what I'm saying? That person is not an enemy of you. Now, do they have issues? Probably, just like you, though. You just happen to have all the resources available to you to get yours fixed. So why not be the example for them? They can maybe look and say, you know what, wow, I'm seeing that she's changed so much. And then that holiness coming from you will draw that individual closer to you. You don't have to run your mouth. You don't have to be preacher extraordinaire, okay? You don't have to be Mr. and Mrs. Bible Thumper and get before them. I'm telling you, in my days of what the world called witnessing, I have found out, and I've been on the street corners witnessing. I've been in the hoods, dope houses witnessing. I've been in real bad areas in bad cities, in big parks where all they're doing is smoking weed and drinking and killing and shooting and sexing, doing all that crazy stuff right there in the midst of them, trying to do what I consider myself witnessing to these people. But you know what? Guess what I found out? It wasn't when I went out and stood on those street corners. It wasn't when I went out and said, hey, do you know Jesus? Has he entered into your life? You know, it wasn't them moments, I'm telling you. It wasn't. It was those moments when I was just serving God in spirit and truth, happy, blessed, encouraged just to be in the way. And then somebody had their eye on me, didn't even know they were watching me. And then they come and say, man, you know, I watched you for a while, and you do this and do this. Can you tell me why? Boom, there's a doorway. There's a doorway. And then you just need to be a willing servant. You don't know what y'all going to do. You don't know if he's going to help, he's going to bless, he's going to deliver. You don't know what he's going to do. I had a situation, this was before I even came straight with y'all, when I was in Michigan. I'm going to tell y'all about this real quick. I had a situation when I was in Michigan working at a car dealership, and I wasn't there long, five, six months, right? But this man watched my mannerism every single day. He was like the number one salesperson we had in that store. He stayed super busy. All you saw him was choop, 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 just ripping and running, ripping and running. He was delivering cars when nobody else was. This was during the recession that hit in 2008, y'all. So that dealership I was at, they were selling, before the recession hit, they were selling like 600 brand new cars a month, which is a ton, y'all. And they went down to like 150. So, and they had like 30-something salespeople. So y'all can do the math. It wasn't a lot of people eating in that store. So I had a lot of time on my hands to study because there wasn't no customers coming. So I had a lot of time to study and get closer to the Most High. And this was in a, when I was in my coming out of her phase. So I was learning a lot about the Shabbat and the commandments, and I was just being poured in, right? But this man, I didn't know the whole time this man had been watching me. He had been watching me. Well, I watch him sell a bunch of cars. I mean, he's selling 20 a month. We only selling 5, 6, 7 a month, right? But I remember the day that I was leaving. It was the last day I was leaving. They found out that I was leaving and moving down to Georgia. And the guy came over to me, and he said, man, hey, I heard you getting out of here, man. I just wanted to, you know, tell you it was a blessing. And he was a religious guy. He went to the biggest church in the state of Michigan. It's in Plymouth, Michigan. I can't think of the name of the church now, but that was the church he attended. It was the largest by number church in the state of Michigan. And he came over and he, you know, shook my hand, gave me a hug and stuff. And he was just like, man, I just really respect you as a person. I watch you for the months that you were here. You're a man of honor. You're a man of integrity. Bob, he's just throwing his accolades on. I'm like, man, I appreciate, you know, because I'm like, I didn't know this cat was watching me and the things that I've been doing, you know. And he was like, can I talk to you for a quick second? I'm like, sure. Now, mind you, I'm there 6 months. This is the first time this man. Now, he would speak. He wasn't rude. He'd come in, hey, how you doing? You know, but no conversation, y'all. No conversation with this man for 6 months. So we go over into an empty cubicle, right? They have a tad bit of privacy. Now, mind you, we're still on the showroom floor. And this man pulls out his business card, and on the back of it, he has his son's name written down. And he tells me what his son's name is and the situation that's been going on with his son. And his son, I believe at the time, was like 3 or 4 years old. He said that his son had been blind from birth, right? He had been blind from birth. And he said, just from watching you since the time you've been here, I know if you pray that the Father will hear your prayer. And I'm asking, will you pray for my son to see? And I looked at him and I said, I will. Mind you, this is a sinner. He's going to church on first day, y'all. Right? I said, I will. I will pray for your son. You have to guarantee me that whatever Yah tells me to say in this prayer, you're going to believe it 100%. And I told the man, I said, if you do, your son will see. He starts crying. So now you got two men dressed up in three-piece suits sitting on the showroom floor hugging each other crying. That's what you had. But I prayed over his son, right? I prayed over his son, and I end up leaving, the next day I was going to move to Georgia. This man, y'all put on my heart, he ended up being the person that actually made it possible for me to go. He ended up being an extreme blessing to me just the next day because of how thankful he was, right? So we stayed in contact with each other, right? We stayed in contact with each other. A little bit of time goes by. I cannot remember, y'all. I know it was over a year. I think it was closer to 2 years. I can't remember. Mother Jennifer could possibly help me because I don't remember if I had already gotten to covenant with her when it took place, but I think it might have happened right before me and her went into our covenant. Anyway, time is really not important. We stayed in contact. I would say that we communicated maybe 3 or 4 times within that year, year and a half, whatever much time frame it was, right? And I remember getting a call one morning, and I answered my phone, and all I heard was praise and worship. I could hear a woman in the background screaming, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the King, hallelujah. And then I heard a man that had called me on the phone, and he was just weeping. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. They're sitting there. This is the guy that I worked with. They were sitting at the breakfast table that morning. And the son sitting in his high chair eating cereal. And the wife said to the husband, will you pass me this? Now, mind you, the boy is blind. And when she said it, the son grabbed it and passed it to her. And it took a minute for it to kick in for him. And they're like, oh, my God, how did he do this? Oh, so then you can see. And what is this? And he's like pick up this over here. Pick this up, you know. So they start testing to make sure he can see. And the son had received his sight. And when he called me, we really didn't even get to talk, me and him. I ended up having to talk to the mother, to the wife, because he couldn't really even speak, y'all. He was so overwhelmed with what Yah had did for him. Now, believe it or not, that was the last time I spoke to them. I don't know if he's still up there in Michigan. I don't know. I know his name and everything, but I don't know. But you see, I gave you that example because we can't get caught in a religious state, y'all. And this is why I press on you saints. Hear the voice of Yah, that still small voice. Be moved and be led of the Holy Spirit. You don't know what Yah is going to do. It's not your job to even know it all the time. It's your job to be a willing servant. It's your job to be a willing servant. And then whatever happens, he and he alone, which is our Yah, gets the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you this. I start going down memory lane and start coming on here and testifying of all the miracles and signs and wonders I've seen while I was out there, because a lot of y'all don't know, I was on the road for 3 years, from 2008 to 2011, looking for you. I knew from reading that book that there was a people of Yah, a holy people set apart. I knew it, and I knew they were being led by a man of Yah. I won't lie. I actually had thought, because America was so wicked, that I would have to go overseas somewhere to find it. I didn't think I was going to find it in America. But here's the thing. Even though I thought that, look at my actions. When y'all told me, get up and go to Florida, go over here to Mississippi, go up here to Minnesota, go up here to Michigan, go here to Pennsylvania, go here to Maryland, go here to Kentucky. I just did what he told me to do, y'all. I just did whatever he told me to do. And in that 3-year span, I drove over 300,000 miles. Pretty much almost every single mile was east of the Mississippi River, too, searching for you guys. searching for y'all, being led of the Holy Spirit. The book tells us to come out of her. I know. And some of y'all know my testimony. I leaped out. I leaped out. Thank y'all for a beautiful man of y'all named Pastor Dow, who told me, no, we got time. Take your butt back to work. Take your butt back to work. You can ask another question. Yes, you can. Take your tail back to work. It's time to work. When I came out, y'all, I literally thought that I couldn't have my name, my Social Security card in the system no more. All that. I was trying to, that sovereign. I was trying to go sovereign. I was trying to go sovereign, y'all. And I got instruction from the man of y'all, and I've been following it ever since. Hallelujah. But you see how y'all can bless? And think about it. I don't know where that man is today. I don't know what's going on with their family, anything. But you don't think that encourages me in a way to know that Yah has no respect of persons and he will move on the behalf when he feels led to do it. When he feels led. Hallelujah. Ain't got nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. We just need to be willing participants. Hallelujah. All right, 2D10-1, what it means to suffer, to be defrauded. All right, I think we may have another question. I need to look up this text to see what we are referring to. Hallelujah. Appreciate y'all all being here. So if anybody's coming in late, thank you for coming in. You know you're on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Elder Rufus. I'm with the Straightway Truth Ministry under Pastor Charles Dow. I'm the head of the Straightway Georgia community here, and this broadcast, we call it, the title of it is If You Have Questions, the Book Has Answers. Hallelujah. All right. So it says, now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Hallelujah. All right, so someone had a question about 1 Corinthians. I just read that. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 7. All right, let's read a little bit before and a little bit after so we can read it in context. Hallelujah. Let's see where I want to start. Let's just go back to the it's 1 Corinthians, just for those that's trying to follow along. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7. Let's just start at verse 1, and then we're going to read on down a little bit, probably to verse 11, okay? But let's just read. I'll try to go a little slow, not stop, so that we can get a full context of it and we can answer this question. So the question is saying, can you go into detail about what it means here when it's talking about suffer to be defrauded? Hallelujah. Glory to King. So let's just read it together. Dare any of you have a matter against another? Now, you understand this is being written to us, you guys. This is a letter that's being written to the church of Corinth, but this is instructions for us as Hebrews, all right? This is not instructions to go out in the world and implement all that kind of stuff. This is instructions for us as Hebrews how to deal with each other. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So, dare any of you have a matter against another? Go to the law before the unjust and not before the saints. So I think that's pretty self-explanatory. You may have an issue with one of your brothers. It's asking you now, why would you go to this unjust, wicked law, like call the police or take them to court? This is their wicked judging system, right? Why would you do that instead of going before the saints? Now, see, this is important because we have people now that call themselves Hebrews, right? And they won't follow any of this. They will quickly take you and try to sue you. They will quickly take you, call the police on you, get the world system for you. And part of the reason why they don't have any type of judicial system set up to righteously judge any of these matters. Now, for those that are listening that are truly a part of Straightway, you know you're blessed because that system has already been set up for us. we have a judicial system set up of pastors, elders, deacons, teachers that judge the matters of the saints. Believe it or not, every feast we typically have to sit down and judge matters that come before the elders. And then as we go out and we are abroad, behind the scenes, there are matters that are being judged. Some of them come to the forefront. Some of them don't. Hallelujah. Some of y'all, if you've been listening to the broadcast lately, Pastor been mentioning one situation that we're dealing with one of our assemblies in another part on the western part of Tennessee. That's a matter that the elders are going to have to judge on. That's a matter that we're going to have to judge on. So that's what this is talking about. Let me go to verse 2. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? So here it is. I told y'all we're going to stop, but we need to understand it, y'all. Here it is. We want to go to the unjust, right? Take the law of this world instead of going to the saints. Clearly telling us the saints are the ones that are going to be in the end judging the world. What it's saying in a nutshell, you guys, we should have righteous judgment in us since that's going to be our position in the kingdom. Hallelujah. That's going to be our position. So verse 2, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? So when you're coming together, got an issue, go to your brother like the book says. Go to your brother like the book tells you. They reject you, take another brother or two with you, a brother. And I'm saying brethren in generic, so it could be men or women. All right? Take them with you. Hallelujah. They reject you, then you bring that before the elders and let us judge that matter. Hallelujah. And y'all already know, you still need a willing participant. Some of the people that have come to this way, they still have unregenerated minds. They haven't, you know, the book said be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Their mind hadn't been renewed, so they ain't been transformed. So they may fully reject and just go away. Well, hallelujah, the devil left. Praise Yah. Glory to the King. Keep pressing on. Hallelujah. All right, verse 3. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the assembly. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? See, what it's saying is, look, you don't even, some of this stuff, you don't even have to go to the elders and all this kind of, this high esteem. But this, like the book tells you, go to your brother. If you bring another brother, are you saying that there's nobody wise that can judge this from a biblical matter? See, a lot of times we just don't want to follow the biblical principle because we know the biblical principle is going to expose the wickedness that's in us. It's going to get exposed. So we come up with all these excuses of why. Well, they won't receive me. I've tried. You a lie, and the truth ain't in you. This system is beautiful. It is perfect, and it works. I know it because we live it daily. So you're being admonished in the assembly to follow these instructions. These are simple matters. When it's compared to matters of life or death, salvation, this is simple, whatever it is you're going through. That's what this is saying. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 5. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. These are all questions that are being asked. But brother, go up to the law with before the unbelievers? Like, why would you do that? Why would you take your brothers, we are in the faith, and go submit yourself to the unbelievers? It makes no sense. See, if your heart and your mind is set on righteousness and holiness, you would never want to go to the system against your brother, not about something minuscule. You got to think about this, y'all. Every single thing you see with your eyes, it is temporal. Everything. everything you can do with your eyes, it is temporal. So here it is, we have these temporal things, unrighteous, unbelieving judges to judge on, to your brother, someone you love, someone you're supposed to have brotherly love and brotherly kindness towards, this fond affection towards, but you want to make them go and submit to an unbeliever. My. Now we get to that verse that we started with, verse 7. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you. I think you guys have seen the fault already. Because ye go to the law, the lawless, the unbelieving, one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Why would you put yourself under an unrighteous system? You're not going to get a righteous judgment from it, so that's how you get defrauded. Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Meaning, if you push this issue, you're defrauding yourself, and you're getting your brother involved in it, making them submit themselves to unbelieving and unholy and unrighteous judges. Hallelujah. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah? So why are we going to submit ourselves to judgment to them on things that we can handle ourselves? They're not receiving the thing that is forever. It's forever. The kingdom of Yah going to be forever. So why would we submit ourselves to this thing that's temporal and going to go away and it's unbelieving and unrighteous? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I think we got that understanding right. I think we did. Let me finish 9, though. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yah. And see, and then it says this. This is the part we need to get. Verse 11. And such were some of you. And such were some of you. But ye, here's the good news. Hallelujah. Here's where you can shout. Here's where you can praise the Father. Such were some of you, but ye have been washed. Ye are sanctified. You've been justified in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. In the spirit of our Yah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. See, he don't leave you hanging. He don't leave you hung out there dry. Yeah, you were just like these people that you're trying to get your brethren to go submit to. But you have been washed. You have been set apart. You have been given a name greater than all names. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And Jesus did that for you. And for some of you religious people, Yahshua HaMashiach. By the Spirit of the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I think we got that question answered. I think we did all right with that. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Good questions tonight. Very good questions tonight. Hallelujah. So kind of when you really break it down and you read, you know, I know Pastor always admonishes us to do that, but when you just can read a little bit before, and this is us holding each other accountable, right? Go back and read a little bit before and a little bit after, and you'll probably get your answer to your question. If you slow down, read it, dissect it, if a word comes up that you don't understand, I mean, all of you got these $1,000, $2,000 iPhones and Androids and smartphones, I'm sure you can get you a Bible app that can break down what each one of those words means and give you the definition of it so it can help you. If we just do a little due diligence. Now, tonight it was good because we needed it for everyone. So I think it's Brother Mike. Thank you for asking the question. Over to the King. But you see, I gave you an example of how you, on your own time, can break it down and understand it for yourself. Got to go back. Remember, Pastor said it to us all the time. You always got to go back, read a little bit before, read a little bit after. You have to do that for context sakes. Because the scriptures explain themselves. They really do. They give you the answer right in there. A lot of times our mind just has to be unlocked to think the same way the scriptures think. Hallelujah, not from a carnal perspective. But we should never be in these scenarios and situations. situations where we are willfully submitting ourselves to unrighteous mammon, to unbelievers, when Yah has called us to greater eternal things like the kingdom and judging angels. Ain't that something? We're going to have that title, but we can't judge these simple, basic matters here amongst each other. And I love the way it was broken down. Don't you got a righteous man amongst you? If you ain't got a right, what you doing? If you in a place, somebody may be listening, if you in a place where you don't have no confidence, you ain't got no righteous men amongst you to judge righteously, you in the wrong place. You in the wrong place. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, saints. I have not seen any other questions come in. I think those were very, very good questions. Got us going in the right direction. Kind of what we were already on at the beginning of the broadcast about holding each other accountable. It kind of creeped right on into that we talked about earlier. You know, this is a way in this word that we can hold each other accountable. For those that did have questions tonight, thank you. We appreciate your participation. I know other saints needed to hear that too. It wasn't just for you. Other saints needed to hear that. Hallelujah. I think that came from one of our faithful brothers up there in Canada. Glory to the King. I'm telling you, man, we're going to have, open up some borders. We get to see our Canada, our Canadian brethren, our northern saints again, man. Shoo-wee. Whenever that is, it's going to be just like a feast. Y'all already know. Y'all already know. Love y'all dearly. I mean, man, Pastor has gotten a chance to meet Brother Steve and Sister Wenda. I think a couple other saints, like Brother Will and some other people that have been up there. Man, it's coming. The day's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Those are going to be some of the biggest, longest, tightest hugs I know that I've ever given in my life. Because, see, being in the position that I'm in, being an elder and being over a community, being a community leader, I get to see a lot of the behind-the-scenes things that are going on, and I understand a lot of the logistics that take place, y'all, and y'all have no idea the things it takes for y'all to be able to sit back and enjoy what Yah has for you in the manner that he does. The work that Brother Steve and Sister Wenda, Brother Ugly, Sister Zakina, well, you know what, let me stop, because I will be naming people behind the scenes probably until my next broadcast come up, which is like 4 weeks from now, y'all. There's so many people at every community, at every homestead that do some things behind the scenes to make sure that a lot that you get is available for you to get. So there should be a high level of gratitude and appreciation. And I believe we have it. I believe we have it. I really do. I believe we're getting better in these areas. We are appreciating the things that Yah's doing, and we're staying encouraged. Hallelujah. As we go through the process. So, but thanks. That's all I got for you guys tonight. I think it was a nice, beautiful broadcast. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties in the beginning. I think we missed probably the first 5-7 minutes of the broadcast. But, hey, it's always good in the Most High's time. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. So I think we do, you know, I need to work on maybe me. I don't know. Because I think I get this from saints. Don't know the schedule of this. I'm like, it's until the last minute. So maybe it's something we need to figure out to where we can actually put the schedule up or post it somewhere. I think the majority of you are on Marco Polo. So maybe I'll start doing that. I'll start getting the info from Teacher Shane, and I will start posting like on Wednesday or Thursday, or maybe Shabbat night. That's a good night to do it because everybody's going to be around. Post on Shabbat night which leader is going to be up to do the broadcast on first day. We always know Shepherd, Pastor Dow, is going to be up on the start of Shabbat. But sometimes we just don't know. You know what I mean? Sometimes we just don't know. And then that way we can set the type of reminders and things like that we need so that we just on there. Some of you, it don't matter who up. Y'all going to be here every week, and I thank the Father for you. because y'all just love the fellowship, and you're going to get it any way you can get it. And I'm in that same boat, so glory to the King. But, Saints, I enjoyed time with you guys this evening. I think we had a nice little fellowship. I think the Most High blessed us. He encouraged us, and his word is the truth. He was able to answer the questions that was presented to us. Hallelujah. So I love you all dearly. Get your heart, even though we're in the dead season, get your hearts and minds right. Pray for those that need to still receive the Holy Spirit. We need more prayer warriors. We really do. We need more people that are earnest prayer warriors. Because the Bible says the prayers of the righteous, they are the ones that availeth much. So if you out there struggling, living in sin, you hold off on them prayers. You hear me? But if you somebody out there striving to enter in the straight gate, and you know you living holy and you loving everything about Yah, send up those prayers for those saints that are trying to understand and figure out what it's going to take for Yah to bless them with his Holy Spirit. They could just need some deliverance. They could need to just repent in an area that they don't know they need to repent in. It could be anything, you know what I mean? But whatever it is that's blocking and holding them, we want to break those chains so that they can be free and be sealed up so that they can enter into the kingdom with us. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Love you all dearly. I believe I'm back up in like 3 or 4 weeks. I will do my best. Excuse me. I will do my best to try and post every Friday, every sixth day, on who is up next. And y'all always know the time is going to be 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central Time. You already know that. But I'll post it up that like that every week. And if I'm not, hey, this is about the season of accountability. Y'all hold me accountable. Hallelujah. Since I done put myself out there, y'all hold me accountable. Hallelujah. Love you all, Saints. Bless you so much. Shalom, shalom.
Jesus. And you are destroyed in the name of Jesus.